to the podcast. I'm Junior K. Cueva Jr. And you know, my voice is like funny kind today. Okay, so it's like really funny kind, but it's me. It's really me. I'm here. So I know. So let me explain. We had to take off a little bit. Okay, we had to kind of. So what they did was they said, okay, we're going to redo this. I don't know. They're working with numbers. So there's a certain thing that you do, right? And you got to wait a little while till the listens pile up, right? Because that improves the rankings. Now, we got, let's start with the attitude of gratitude. We have so many podcast platforms around the world right now. Huge ones. Google Podcasts, Spotify, okay? Spotify, our numbers are actually up with Spotify. We want to say mahalo. And if you see that a lot of, you know, changes have been made to the podcast. Yeah, because we have bigger platforms now, and these guys actually require certain specifications. And so, and we got to keep it clean. We got to keep it clean. Breaker, Radio Public, Podbay, Listen Notes, Owltail, Pod Paradise, iVox, Himalaya, Backtracks, CastBox, iHeart Radio, TuneIn Radio, Amazon Music, and Audible.com, to name a few. Now, we're also a part of Amazon. We're up on Amazon, right? So you can get us on Amazon. You can get us on Apple. You can get like everywhere. Apple Podcasts are responsible for the majority of the people that come on the podcast, because the majority of the people in the world, get this, the majority of the people in the world have iPhones. And that's the reason why. So we'd like to thank Steve Jobs. Big mahalo to Steve Jobs. But anyway, all right. So we're not going to bore you with all the stats and stuff. I mean, I could mention some of the countries. Maybe I should give you an idea of how many countries we're in. So we are in, let me see, what's the official number? We are in 42 states and 39 countries, okay? Yeah, we didn't get all the 50 states yet. So, but we're in 42 states in America and 39 countries. So, we just like to say mahalo, you guys, and thank you. And, on with the podcast. Now, this podcast is going to be about self-control. Okay. So you guys know that, here for you, I guess I gotta mention, cause you know, my producer who's like, I don't know, 33, 35, is he 35? I don't know. Anyway, so so my producer, he's like this young guy, right? And he's like, Unks, calls me Unks. He goes, Unks, you gotta do this. You gotta mention your sites. You gotta push your, you know. I said, hey, I've been pushing websites like my whole adult career almost. Well, half. Since there's been websites to push, I've been pushing websites. All right, here you go. JRKJR.com. Just remember, jerkjunior.com. Okay, and then that's one of them. Okay, now you can go to the Junior K. Cueva Junior Show, but it's too long to write out. We just did that as a formality. That's all. That's just window dressing on the site. That's all it is. So JRKJI.com. Just go there. Okay. Now we're gonna have some new URLs. We're putting a new URL in place. We're doing some new stuff. So you're going to see changes to the podcast. But right now, it's still a life coaching comedy podcast. Okay. Because we don't want to say it's a comedy podcast, because it's not. We want you to learn something. We want you to get information here. We want you to share this with people who may need it. Okay. When we did our relationship podcast, I got tons of email, and these guys were like, yeah, what I going to do? Like, we got married 15 years ago, and now, like, we have all these assets, and I gotta keep her happy. Do I have to be her slave? Stuff like that, right? Okay. So, and the majority of my audience, is men on the podcast. The majority of the people here are male. Okay. And then we have 20%. It fluctuates between 18 and 20% female. Okay. So to the females, I gotta say, I love you guys. Okay. Got it. We cannot, you know, here's the conundrum. Okay. Well, here's the thing that, yeah. Sometimes you get stuck in the middle, right? It's like, you know that old saying, you can't live with them, you can't live without them. Okay. So you can live with them. Okay. You cannot live without them. Well, man, I guess maybe you could live without them. But man, for me, that would be a lonely existence. You know, I always told you guys the reason that I hung out with chicks. You know, like, they go, bro, why don't you hang out with guys? How come you don't go out with the boys? Once in a great while. When I used to work a lot, the boys were always around because I hired the boys, right? So night out with the boys was when I went to work. Now, I don't have the same kind of work and I don't hang with the boys like that. So, you know, but the boys been hitting me up. They're, bro, when you coming? I'm like, yeah, okay. So they have a get together coming up. Real proud of one of my boys. He has a very budding, I want to say a successful and budding business. It's just hitting the next level. And so, Sam, congratulations. And, we're really happy for him. So we're going to be out there partying and, you know, I'll let you know what happened on a podcast later. But anyway, we're going to start talking about self-discipline on this podcast. Okay. And, yeah. So girls, we appreciate you being here. If sometimes you guys hear me speaking to males and you go, hey, that don't make sense to me, hang in there. I'll try to present a female perspective, okay? But this podcast is about self-discipline. So we're going to tell you, like, we're going to give you some shortcuts to self-discipline, okay? So you know when you train a dog, right? You train a dog. So when I was young, we trained our dog, okay, in such a way. And it took a little time, right? Because when they're puppies, they're like kids, okay? Now, we had the dog trained so that we could put a can of dog food. We used to feed canned dog food to our dog because we wanted, you know, your dog is like one of the family. It's like a pet. I mean, it's a pet, but it's like one of the kids, you know? And so, but we trained this dog to have self-control. My dog had amazing self-control. I could put a can of dog food in front of my dog, okay? And this is how well it was a she. And you know, really, just a side note, I'm going to take you guys off to the left side. If you guys really want your house to be guarded, if you want a really good guard dog, okay, get a female. The female, okay, so here you go, ladies. This is your nuggets right here. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Anyway, this is your ladies, okay. So the female of anything is better for protection. Okay, and you heard this on the relationship podcast. I said a female will protect you. She will. If it's good for her, right? If it's good for her, she will protect you. And that's another reason why I hung out with the girls. I hung out with the girls because there's only so much time on the planet and boys do not have the same kind of equipment. So I hang with the girls. But anyway, so I don't want to waste my time on the planet. You know what I mean? But yeah, so a female of anything will protect you better than the male of anything. Okay. Yeah. Just check it out. Just do some research and you'll find it. But my dog was a female and you could put a can of dog food in front of her and I would walk away. Like I would stand far away across the yard and she would still sit there. She would look at me. She would look at the food, look at me, look at the food, and she would sit there. Then I got to the stage where I could go around the corner of my house. And I went around the corner of my house and I used to like, you know, peep over the corner of the house and watch her, and she used to be sitting there until she heard the words okay. Until she heard okay, then she used to go eat, right? And we used to see like how long she could go, because that was developing her patience, that was developing her self-confidence. Okay, and you'd be surprised what that dog did. That dog used to pull me across the river when we went swimming. She was the most amazing dog. I mean, everybody's dog is the most amazing, you know, because we get to know them. And each dog, like each human, has their own personality, their own uniqueness, you know, like that. But self-discipline, if you really want to develop your self-discipline, okay, two things, food and sex. You need to control those two things, okay? You need to have firm control over them, is what I'm saying. Now, I happen to know, okay, including a very prominent member of my family who, and we have this discussion. It's not a big deal, but who cannot, you know, control when it comes to food. I mean, little bit, small kind, not the amount of food. It's sometimes it's the kind of food. So what I learned in my life, because no, there was a time. Oh, believe me, Hawaiians. You know, I'm not here playing the saint or the expert role. Like I'm an expert and nothing was ever wrong with me. And you know, no. Hawaiians, I was a big dude. I was 265 at one point. And the career was like skyrocketing upwards. And I was like, oh man, I want to be around to, you know, finish the career, right? And I'm still not finished. Apparently, they called me in to do some radio. So I'm like, okay, I've been doing some guest appearances on the radio. But anyway, so, you know, I was huge and I developed type 2 diabetes, right? And I had started doing stuff like Atkins diet. I started doing, you know, all kinds of stuff. I would drop 40 pounds on that Atkins diet and then gain 50 back and then lose 30 more. And I mean, and so it was like up and down and all kinds of, you know, stuff like that, right? So what happened though was that I had to take drastic measures and I had to learn how to deal with these things and I had to learn how to effectively, okay, control myself. Okay, and now this is not just, I'm not just talking about eating, okay? I'm talking about control. You know, how well can you control yourself? Now that means you control yourself when, you know, when somebody has drama or they're presenting drama in front of you. How well can you stop, right? And how well can you become the observer? Because when you become the observer, okay, you are just witnessing somebody going off in front of you. You're not attached to that energy. You're not joining with that energy, and that energy is not spiking you. There's this story I have from my radio days, right? And I had been studying psychology for years. I had been studying sociology for years. I've been studying all these little geeky, unique things that were relative to my life, but kind of like I wasn't really applying everything, you know? And because first you got to take in information, right? And then you got to weigh it. Then you got to think about it. Then you got to consider it. Then you figure out how to incorporate it in your life. Okay. And that's why I became a life coach. Because I'm like, well, you know, like my parents are teachers. I'm a teacher. I was already teaching. I already had a school. I'm like, okay, let's throw in life coaching. Let's add something here. And in 2010, we started HereForYou.life, Here For You Life Coaching. So, anyway, but the point of the whole thing is, okay, first you got to understand what self-control is, and then you got to understand what yourself is, you know, and then you got to understand yourself. Okay. So that energy that you call yourself. So when you speak or when you sing, that energy coming out of you is yourself. Okay. Can you control your voice? Can you control the energy coming out of you? Now, martial arts people, they know this. They do this. This is what they do. Okay? The chi, all of that. Okay? That energy inside of you. You know, the ones that they put past the bricks when they hit the bricks? Yeah, that energy. The focus that they have to focus past a barrier and break that barrier, right? And then break several barriers. It's the same principle. Okay, but you don't need to break bricks and you don't need to break boards and you don't need to do that. Now, some people like doing that and that's their thing. They like physical stuff. Okay, so they're going to do that, right? Some people just like mental things and they like mental challenges. Now, with that said, for you guys, let me make this statement. Alpha male begins and ends in the mind. Okay, not the muscle. Okay, because like I said before, right, you get these 4'11" girls who are in bikinis controlling these huge, Incredible Hulk type dudes in the gym, right? They go to the gym. You know those guys. They go to the gym. You know, they look like gorillas, right? And this little girl is bringing them to their knees, right? Now, you know, it depends, you know, if you're wrong about something, if you're one of those gorillas and if the gorilla is wrong, okay, and then the girl is in the right, then yeah, you should apologize. And yeah, you should crumble whatever. Your ego should crumble. That's what it is. You know, sometimes your ego gets a hold of you. You know, that happened to me recently. And I had to apologize. Because here's the thing, right? You have to admit when you're wrong to yourself first, and then you have to admit it to the person that you're wrong with, or whatever that situation is, that person involved in that situation with you. All right, if you're wrong, you have to submit. You have to submit, you have to apologize, and then you reset the clock, you reset the dynamics, okay? Because if you don't reset that dynamic, there you go. Hawaiians. If you don't reset that dynamic, you know what happens? It remains. It stays there, okay? And that's like speaking words with no meaning. And the dynamic is still enforced, right? I mean, it's still in play. It's still there. You did not erase it. You did not let it go. You did not absolve it. It's there. It's right there. Or dissolve it, I should say. And it's right there. See? It may be in the back filing cabinet, okay? But it's there. Now, if you apologize and make it right, and this is the Ho'oponopono that we teach our clients, part of it, right, is you say you're sorry. Not just to you, but to your creator. That's what's important. You know, go search Ho'oponopono on YouTube and go see what, I mean, you know, there are many teachers of it, okay? And you can, Dr. Joe Vitale, he's one. I can think of several. But anyway, go watch his series, because he has a good series and you can understand it. It's very simple, but it clears the slate. It erases the chalkboard, and that's what you need to do, okay? Now, getting back to yourself, okay? You know when you listen to someone talk and you listen to the tone of their voice, okay? You have to know this, that the voice is the mirror of the feelings and emotions. The eyes are the mirrors of the soul. If you know how to read a pair of eyes, okay, you know, how they twitch, how they whatever, or how they're direct, or how they're settled, whatever, the energy within the eyes. And you listen for the energy within the voice, you could tell a lot about a person. A lot, okay? Now, self-control, you know, getting back to the food part of it, okay? So the self-control with food means that you have control over the food. That the food doesn't have control over you. Okay, so we get into habits. Human beings are creatures of habits, creatures of habit. And we, you know, we get into something and then it just goes into our subconscious. The subconscious keeps repeating that action. Okay, it becomes part of your paradigm. Okay, one of those examples could be I love ice cream. You know, I love ice cream, right? And then pretty soon, before you know it, you're at Baskin Robbins buying a quart a week. Different flavor, whatever, maybe favorite flavor. Maybe you get locked into your favorite flavor and you gotta have that flavor. You gotta have that every week. You gotta have, you see what I mean? Gotta. You say, okay, so now in that situation, okay, you can say, you can be in denial and you can say, well, I like it. That's why. Well, that's why I'm doing this. I like this. But in actuality, it's become a habit. It's been become a new paradigm for you. Okay. And this is what you really need to understand. And when you really understand this, you can change it. Because there's good habits and there's bad habits. Now, it's not necessarily a bad thing to want ice cream every week. Okay. But here's the question. Can you just shut it off? You know, and a lot of people go, yeah, I can just shut it off. Okay. Well, go ahead. Try. Okay. Because it's not as easy as you may think. Because you can do it for a little while. Okay. And then the subconscious will take over and boom, you're back at the store buying ice cream. Okay. So let me expand on this just a little bit. Okay. Now, you know, when you ever worked for a company and the company, you know, has this new idea because they need to control certain things that's going on or not happening in the company, things that are going on or not going on. Right. And they go, all right, here's the new plan. This is the new SOP, standard operating procedures. This is a new, we're going to do it this way now. So for years, you know, I worked corporate for years. I don't anymore. Haven't for, oh gosh, like more years than I can think. I can't even give you the figure right now. I'd have to think about it, write it down. And that's another thing. See, I don't get caught up in time. You know, when you get caught up in time, like, oh, what month did this happen? What hour did that happen? What day did that happen? What, you know, I don't concern myself with that at all. Not at all. OK, okay? We are living one long now, okay? Something that happened in 2000 or 2005 or 2010 or 2020, okay? Those things are just markers. They're markers. We're living one long now, okay? And you need to live in the present, okay? And I had to really start practicing this practice in 2006, okay? I know I'm giving you a marker, but I have to tell you, right? Because most people understand that. Or I can quote you the number of years ago or whatever. But time markers are important in our society because a lot of things function on time, see? But there's, in reality, there's just one long now, okay? But now when you get back to the, you know, meeting, right? You're in the company meeting. The company goes, all right, we're going to start doing this. This is the way we're going to do this. And we're going to do this from now on, okay? And everybody's all fired up in the meeting. They're like, you know, some people are disappointed. I used to be disappointed. When I used to go to meetings, I'm like, oh, they're going to change that? Like, oh, we cannot do that anymore? Or, oh, it's going to be this new thing we got to do? And I learned something, Hawaiians. I learned that within 2 weeks, okay? And I tested this because, of course, I was learning all this stuff, right? And I go, okay, let me observe more carefully and write this stuff down. And when I started writing it down, I got data. And the data showed me that after a 2 week period, everyone starts to get lax on the new program. Okay. And I was like, why does this happen? Because I thought it was, you know, I thought it was amazing that it wasn't just one person that was laxing or relaxing on the new standards, right? It was like almost everybody. Like pretty soon after a two week period, there was practically nobody on board. And then they had to have a new meeting, you know, the next month or whatever. And I remind everybody, right? And this is because everybody went back to the old paradigm. Because they didn't change the paradigm. They went to the meeting. They took notes at the meeting. They said, okay, we're going to do this at the meeting. When they got, you know, out of the meeting, they did it for a couple of weeks. And then slowly, over that, well, they did it for a while. Everybody was different in how long they, you know, adhered to the new policies, right? After a period of 2 weeks, the majority, and I want to say this is maybe only a few individuals, like maybe 3 or 4 or 5 people, whatever. I don't even know. I did not run percentages or, you know, I'm not a numbers person. I hate that. And so I hire numbers people today. Back in the day, I just didn't understand numbers. I was like, okay, never mind, right? I'll put it out of my head. But here's the thing, okay? When you observe and you go, wow, only a few guys are listening now, right? Okay. That's because nobody else changed their paradigm, okay? And these guys probably didn't change it either, okay? They're just good at following instructions. They're just the kind of people, you know that kind of person, right? They always want to follow the rules. They always want to abide by the rules. They do everything by the book. You know, those kind of, okay? Those people are the ones that were still like that, okay? And the percentage was very small. I mean, very small. The majority of everybody else was back to the old paradigm. Why? Because in their subconscious, okay, the subconscious learns in repetition. This is what was going on, right? Now you're deviating from the pattern, okay? And you can go down the road a little bit, and then the subconscious goes, hey, no, back here. And the subconscious will pull you in, okay? And if you don't believe me, try the driving scenario I keep talking to you guys about, okay? Or on the other podcasts, right? Okay, driving scenario. Here you go, all right? You're driving down the street to work every day. You go the same way. You take the same route. You get there, right? Monday through Friday. On Saturday, you want to go to the store to get milk. You ran out. You're halfway to the store. And then you realize, then it hits. Because you're thinking about other things. You're not thinking about milk the whole drive, right? No, you're thinking about what happened, you know, with your girlfriend last night or with the wife last night or whatever. You're thinking about where you're going to the beach tomorrow on Sunday, right? And it's Saturday now, and then it's a different vibe than work week vibe, right? You're in a different mode. And guess what happens? Halfway to the store, you go, hey, wait a minute. I'm driving to work. And you got to correct your route. You got to correct your path, and then you got to go get milk, right? Okay. And if that's happened to you, okay, at least more than once, right? Come on. All right. Think. There you go. Got it. See? Okay. If that happened to you, that's an example of the subconscious. Let's call it autopilot if you want. Okay. And the reason why we have autopilot is to protect us. Okay. Cause, you know, let's say you're on the road and let's say you don't have autopilot and you start thinking about something else and get in a car accident. Okay. Your mind can totally go to the other side of the world. You could be thinking of whatever. Okay. And that's an exaggeration, but I'm just trying to illustrate this. You could be thinking about something totally different. And now you're daydreaming, but you're driving to work at the same time. You see? Okay. Now this is how sophisticated a human being is. And if it's anything on the podcast that I want to impress on you guys is the fact that it's a blessing to be a human. You have no idea the kind of equipment that you were brought into the world with. Okay. You were also brought in with infinite knowledge. That's not a podcast, Hoynes. That's not a podcast. Okay. But anyway, the subconscious learns in repetition, right? Repeat, 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 wash, rinse, repeat. And then what? Okay. So now you go 2 weeks down the road with a new agenda of a new standard operating procedure. And then what? Then everybody slowly slides back into the old paradigm. That's what's going on. Okay. So when I started noticing this, I'm like, okay. How do we make permanent change? Well, with the subconscious, you just got to rewrite the program. Okay. It's called affirmations. Now, some people call journaling an effective method. I don't. If you're writing, so a journal, right? If you're writing or a diary, whatever you want to call it, if you're writing something that happened already, okay, You're bringing that into the future with you. You're bringing yesterday into today. Okay, Dr. Joe Dispenza is a good authority on this. Okay, and he makes it easy for people to understand. Just go on YouTube and search Dr. Joe Dispenza. Okay, because cells have memory. All cells have memory. Okay, now with that being said, the things that you were stressed about yesterday, when you wake up today, you're going to start thinking about those things. Okay. Unless you meditate in the morning. Meditate in the morning and change your focus. You change your focus with a pen and a paper. Okay, a pen and a notepad. Now, I used to show, I have videos on social media that I show all of my legal pads over the years with affirmations. Okay, if you ever want to see it, you know, go look on my, see, where is it? I'm going to put it up on my Instagram. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it up on my Instagram because it's important that you guys see this. Because number one, you know, you need to know that you can do it, okay? Because if I can, anybody can, right? I'm just like anybody else. Number two, you need to see that the guy that you take time to listen to on the podcast is actually walking the walk and not just spreading a bunch of crap, okay? Because there's a lot of kids out there, a lot of young kids out there with tons of followers, right? And they're giving the wrong information. I saw a girl, like, she had over 100,000 followers on her TikTok teaching younger people how to manifest wrong. She wasn't teaching them correctly. And I don't know, maybe they're going to manifest, maybe they're not. I don't know, maybe, you know. Being a human, you could possibly change this into, you could probably incorporate a different way of manifesting things, being that you're a human being. But the fastest way, the quickest way, the most effective way, she was not teaching. And I'm like, oh, man. So I saw this realtor on LinkedIn and I was trying to share with her, right? Because she was doing this, she was using negative terms in her affirmations. The reason why you can't use a negative term in affirmations is because God, Jesus, whatever you want to call your creator, okay, Allah, any or all of the above, okay, does not recognize negatives. You cannot impress upon the superconscious in negativity because the superconscious is nothing negative. So negativity does not apply. See, and that's why when you have the, you know, the plus minus, right? The good, the bad, the good, the evil, whatever, however you want to say it. But that negative, evil, dark, all that stuff on the left side, let's call it the left side, Okay. Because the right side, the right hemisphere of the brain is creative. There is no negativity on that side because you cannot create out of negativity unless you create chaos. You could create negative stuff, but you can't create anything positive with negativity. It's impossible. It's scientifically impossible. So on the left side, let's divide the brain, okay, or divide the spectrum. On the left is negativity, on the right is positivity. So you need to keep it positive for the superconscious to recognize it. Okay, now the superconscious will recognize something. If you're, let's say you're trying to quit smoking, you cannot write, "I will not smoke anymore," because it doesn't recognize the word "not." It's a negative. Okay, so what you need to do is you need to rewrite that affirmation. Okay, it feels good to breathe clean air. There you go, Hawaiians, right there. Boom. See? Okay, because you cannot. You put "not." "I will not smoke anymore." It turns into "I will smoke anymore." And what will that do to your subconscious? It'll make you smoke more, right? Or smoke longer, or keep smoking, whatever, all of that. Okay, so it's a different mindset. And my point is that people are doing this stuff wrong. Okay, so now you have the note on the positivity and negativity and how it applies and whatever. But so that the self-control, getting back to the self-control, okay? Can you control yourself can you skip a meal? Can you skip two? Can you go 24 hours without food? Can you go 48 hours without food? Okay. Now, in the Bible, I'm going to share this for you guys that understand Bible, that believe Bible, okay, that direction. I will say that in the Bible, okay, there is this passage. Now, I'm not a Bible guy. I don't throw passages around. I don't make people feel bad because, you know, they're not reading Bible. No, I don't do that. Anyway, I do know that when I was in Bible studies, because I went, so I have this overview version in my head of the Bible, okay? In the Bible, it says, if you want to get over a bad habit, you must fast from it. Okay, that much I remember from Bible class. I remember that. You got to fast from it. So that's why when I quit smoking, and I told you guys have been with the podcast a long time. You guys heard them already. Okay, the way I quit smoking, I stayed in my room for 3 days. I was watching Christian TV, like they had this Daystar Network, right? And I watched Daystar Network like for 3 days. On the fourth day, on the end of the weekend, I stayed in the week, in the whole weekend in my room, watching Daystar, all the different pastors, all the different, you know, and yeah, I saw some nice stuff, okay? But I learned two things. I learned that on the fourth day, on Monday morning, when I woke up, I did not have a craving for nicotine. I did not have a craving to smoke. I was cured, if you want to say it that way, okay? But I think what really happened, we put a pause. We put a pause in between all the smoking. We fasted for 3 days from smoking. Okay, then it was easier to get through Monday. And after I got through Monday, right, I get through Tuesday. And then I used to have dreams, like maybe a year later. I had dreams of me smoking. And I used to wake up in a panic. And I'm like, whoa, oh, thank God I wasn't smoking. Because I didn't want to go back. I didn't want to be a slave to cigarettes. Okay? Now, there are people out there who are slaves to many different things. Okay? Now, this is very relative to self-control. Becoming a prisoner to something. There are people who are prisoners right now to cigarettes, to vapes, okay, to marijuana, to alcohol, to heroin, to cocaine, to sex, to all kind, whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, to hunting, to whatever. Anything you carry over into the obsessive category or obsession category. Anything you do over and over and over and over, you can't stop yourself. It's like a compulsion. All right, you're the hostage to that, whatever that is for you. Okay? So, am I a hostage to anything? Let me think. If I'm a hostage to anything, it's, I'm a hostage to myself. Because, like, yeah, you can be, that's another thing. You can be a hostage to yourself, okay? And I'll explain, that's not a podcast. That's not a podcast, okay? But if you can fast from food for a little while, try. Go without food for 24 hours. I'll, like, see if you can. You know, here's the first argument people have against that. Oh, well, I'm not going to have energy if I do that. Oh, I can't make it through the day. I can't make it through work. Well, it depends on what you do. Now, if you're out there on a construction site and you need all that muscle, maybe you need to wait until your day off to fast, okay? I don't recommend it if you have to do a lot of physical activity, okay? But if you don't, then try it, okay? The second thing, because food is a big thing for us, right? We need it to survive. We need food, okay? But when food starts controlling you, when you start getting to the point where you cannot live without, you know, I know guys that say this, they speak it, okay? Remember that I told you, human beings, there's three things that we don't do enough of: visualize, okay? We don't see it in our minds enough. We don't write it on paper enough, and we don't speak it enough. I'm talking about goals. I'm not talking about going to your friends and bragging about stuff you're going to do, because I know guys like this, right? They'll come up, oh my, you know what I'm going to do? And you know, and I was like, you know, when I hear these things, I'm like, okay. And it's not that I get mad or intimidated or jealous or envious or anything like that. It's like, I'm like, oh dude, you should just like work on them on the down low, and then boom, surprise everybody. You know? Because I used to be like that in my 20s. Well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Now when I look back at my bio, right? I've done all of that. I did everything I said I was going to do. Everything. Okay? There's just one thing I didn't do yet that I said I was going to do that I'm changing my mind about because of the situation of the world. And that was to perform in Las Vegas. Okay? I'm kind of like, well, it may happen. You know, I'm not ruling it out. I'm not saying that I don't want to anymore. I'm just saying it's not the number one priority. For years, it was a number one priority. I had an agent out of Orlando, whatever. That's not a podcast, Hawaiians, okay? But I'm telling you, when you become a slave to something, anything, doesn't matter what it is, could be playing music, could be writing music, could be any of that, anything, okay, that you're doing in an obsessive amount of repetition, okay, it becomes your God. It becomes your God, okay? And food is not your God, okay? Now, water can become your God, okay? If you take away water from somebody and you maybe take away water from him for, I don't know, like 4, 5, 6 hours, water will become his God. Because he'll be so grateful to receive that water. You see what I'm saying? Right? And food, the same thing. Okay. Now, if you can fast from it, if you can tell your mind, no, that's okay. If you can be like my dog Pupsy, okay? That's what we call it. Long story. You don't want to hear it. Trust me. That's not a podcast. All right. But if you can be like Pupsy, okay? And if the owner, okay? Whatever. It's relative, right? Can go around the corner and disappear, and the food's right there, and you just go, okay, I'm gonna wait. And then you hear the okay. Okay, but the problem is people hear the okay in their head all the time. Okay, they rationalize things out. Well, I can have that extra cream puff. I can have that extra piece of pie. It's okay, because next week I'll, you know, whatever. And then next week they're eating pie again. You see these guys on Facebook, on Instagram, I mean, all over, TikTok, all the time, right? Oh, I came across this dish that I couldn't resist, you see? And they're speaking that into existence, couldn't resist. Now, what happens when you don't have self-discipline? Okay, so food is the first one. Okay, sex is the second one. What happens when you don't have self-discipline? Okay, you become a slave to it. Okay, you don't rule over it. It rules over you. And that's with your thoughts, that's with your food. Okay, and now let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. Okay, never mind. But let's talk about it. All right. So there are people out there, right, watching porn every day. I'm not saying that you cannot watch porn. If you enjoy porn, you know, because I know people that they enjoy porn with their wife. They will both watch porn. Okay. I know guys that have really cool chicks that they both watch porn together, whatever. Okay. And I have people that, you know, friends of mine that would never watch porn. They would never think of watching porn. Okay. Just for their own beliefs or their own taste. Let's just say taste. Their own taste. They find it distasteful. Okay. And, but here's the thing, right? Too much of that too. The physical sex, right? There's a physical. And now I notice people are being like more careful about who they go out with, whatever, since the pandemic. But nonetheless, okay, the physical side. So you have sex addicts that go to clinics and stuff or whatever, therapy. And they have to overcome that. But they have become a slave to it. And because they have become a slave to it, they can't change it. Okay, well, here's the thing. If you're going to therapy for it, you know what you can get? They're going to sit down and go, oh, how did you do this week? You know, and they'll talk about it. They might explain, you know, the impulse side of it. They might explain all of that. But they don't change it. It's not in their interest to change it. They don't want to cure you, Hoynes. Okay, why? Well, if they cure you, business goes away. Okay, so therapy is a multi-billion dollar industry. Okay, so is the pharmaceutical company. So I mean, look around you. So is Costco, right? For those of you on a diet, Costco is still open, right? And like, oh, I gotta go Costco. So yeah, so people go to Costco, they buy in bulk, they eat in bulk. Pretty soon they look like bulk. Okay, then what? Then I was one of them. Right here. Hawaiians, I'm raising my hand. I know you cannot see, but right here, I was one of them. But I had to change. And I had to change because the career motivated me to change. Okay, I didn't change for the career. I changed because of the career. The career was taking off. And I was like, oh, man, this, I could live my dreams now. Because, you know, I had that avenue. And I'm like, wow, the avenue came. I was praying for an avenue. I didn't know what was going to happen. I thought nothing was going to happen. All of a sudden, God opened the doors and boom. Okay? But when I got what I got, what I prayed for, when I got what I asked for, when I got, you know, that avenue, right? I had to be grateful. Now, this is where gratitude comes in. Okay? So yes, you have to be able to abstain from food and sex because those are the two most powerful things, okay, to abstain from. Okay, try it. Okay, just try, Hawaiians. That's all I'm going to tell you. Okay, now, on the other side of things, when I got that avenue, gratitude was important. Okay, this is the last one, gratitude. Okay, so gratitude is important because if you're not grateful for the blessings that God gives you, okay, You're going to lose whatever it is, okay? So, in other words, if you're the obsessive eater, you might get type 2 diabetes and you might die from it. Your organs might rot one by one by one, and then you're on dialysis, and then you died, and then everybody's sad, and then, you know, okay? Now on the sex, I'm not even gonna go into the sex side of it, but you can imagine the problems that will bring. Obsessed with sex, okay? I'm going to leave it there for that. But I'm going to tell you about gratitude, okay? So if you're not grateful for that new avenue, if you're not grateful for that new body, if you're not grateful for that new chance, if you're not grateful for that ability to say, nah, sorry, I pass. If you're not grateful for that, because that is a superpower, okay? And God will grant you that. You hear guys in church talking about this all the time, right? The only difference, right, is you got to give a donation. You don't need to donate to me. I'm good. See, all right? So free right now. Free 99 points, okay? You don't need to give me nothing. I'm good, all right? But here's what I'm going to tell you. If you're not grateful, okay, it will not last. It will not continue for you. It will not be as good, okay? So yeah, maybe you lose 60 pounds and maybe you gain 40 back. Okay. Or maybe you get some self-control and you learn self-discipline. Okay. So discipline is something you learn. And it's something, self-discipline is something you got to teach yourself. It's discipline that you have to perform on yourself. Now, you can discipline anybody else, okay? You can have children, you discipline them, okay, whatever. But this kind of discipline is a little bit different because you're working on yourself. And I got to tell you, working on yourself never stops, okay? It never stops for me. I'm still working on myself. I will work on myself until I die. Okay, but here's what I'll tell you. When you have self-discipline, you have control over yourself. You know that energy you bring out when you speak or you sing? That's yourself. That's you. That's your energy coming out. Okay, and I tell this to my vocal students and they heal in a matter of weeks. In a matter of weeks, they can feel the difference. They're more settled in the head. They settle down. Okay, and after that, it's like... I got vice presidents of companies. I got consultants of other companies. I have prominent clients that I charge a lot of money for. Okay, on the life coaching end. Okay, on the singing end, and the voice is the avenue because it's frequency. You are frequency as a human being, and the voice is the avenue. Okay, if you really want self-control, you can do it through the voice. To me, it's the fastest way. Well, the combination of things is your voice, okay? So the expression of sound, affirmations, okay? Writing down your affirmations every day. Not just once and then leave them for 3 weeks. No, you got to do this every day, once a day, okay? If you want to change something, if you want to bring money into your world, if you want to bring a better living situation into your existence, into your reality, okay? Affirmations. Think it, speak it, write it, okay? And then, yeah, frequency, okay? The expression of frequency. And Ho'oponopono. There you go. There's your formula, okay? Now, if you guys need help, go to the website. I know I don't mention the website often enough. But it's jrkjr.com. You can register over there. You can send me an email. Now, that's not going to get you a whole bunch of spam and advertising. We don't do that. But what that will get you is a notification for the next podcast. And we're going to bring more and more value, okay? A lot of people was like, wow, can you talk about relationships again? That was really good. You know, that kind of stuff. That's coming. That's coming. And we had to redo a lot of stuff technical reasons, marketing reasons. So no worries, Alliance, okay? But yeah, and we have to wait till the numbers. So the next podcast might be in 2 weeks, but we gotta wait for the numbers. We gotta wait for things to catch up. There were so many things in my life, Alliance, I can't even tell you, where I was so enthusiastic. I just wanted to nail it to the wall, and I went boom, 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 and I was like 1 mile down the road already. I turned around and nobody was there. Okay, that's metaphorically, okay? Nobody was there. I had to wait for people to catch up to me. Not because I was good or all that or the man or anything like that. It's just I had to wait because I put too much effort too soon, too fast, and then boom, I was way out in front. Okay, so the thing about marketing is, okay, we do this one and we wait. Then we do the next one and we wait. I'm not about that really. My personality is like, let's do this. Let's go. Let's do. Right? You know, I think I would have been good in the armed services or something because I have that kind of personality. Let's go. Let's break through that wall. Let's tear this crap down. You know, let's whatever. So, but anyway. But yeah, so do that, Hawaiians. And don't forget the gratitude. Gratitude every day. Say thank you for something. Anything. You don't even have to say thank you, God, or thank you, Jesus, or thank you, Allah. You don't even have to say that. You could just say thank you because it registers in you. And that's what you really want to address. You. Because guess what? If you fix you, you could fix anything. If you discipline you, you can have power over everything and dominion like it says in the Bible that you're supposed to have, okay? And temptation becomes something that you just engage in by choice, not by force. Because let me tell you, temptation can turn into a mean one. It can turn into a mean one. A temptation turns into obsession. Obsession turns into, how long is it? You know the story. Come on, you've been there. Most of you have been there. You guys are not 5 years old. Okay? I can explain this to a 10th grader in high school. And they go, yeah, Unks, yeah, I totally feel you. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, I mean, that's really bad. When you become a slave to something, anything, I don't care what it is, okay? You can be under a government and be free inside. Okay, everything is inside, Owens. You guys looking too much on the outside and then getting disappointed and let down and depressed, and you guys not looking inside, because the wealth of everything is inside. Everything. Okay, you know, yeah, people come up to me and they still try to, you know, get stuff from me. They want to see how much they can get. I'm like, if you guys only knew that you guys could turn this inward and get everything, bro, you guys wouldn't be out here trying to be little shysters and stuff, you know? Oh, sorry. Gotta go, always. Gotta go. Oh, man, I tell you. Hey, I want to say thank you to Island Club and Spa in Kaka'ako, my favorite place to work out whenever I get the chance. Since the pandemic, it's been hit or miss, I gotta tell you. Hey, Brother Randy, Sister Jerry, mahalo. Thank you. Also to Voicemaster Family of Service Companies, and also AFMHawaiiMusic.com, featuring the music of Darren Chinan. He's all over iTunes, all over everywhere, every place. Check out Darren. So anyway, we also want to say that the website is hereforyou.live if you need help. Okay, just write me at the email is hereforyouusa@gmail.com. I will answer all your questions. All you got to do is ask. There's no sales pitch involved. We're not going to try to sell you anything. No worries. That's not what this podcast is about. This is a public service. All right. So I did my public service. I'm going already. Till next time, I'm Junior. Say mahalo and aloha.